So with that, this is Father's Day, and we wanted to talk about fathers, but not all kids have a father in the home anymore these days. And sometimes they get a little discouraged. But we as males, we need to provide a little bit of spiritual leadership, male leadership, to young people so that they can get the same thing, like teaching them how to fish or do something like that. A lot of good ministries now. So, but you and I, we had a father. At least I think we did. And maybe we know who it is, or maybe we don't. It's good to see the Packers this morning, because Jim's father was very influential on him as he was growing up. So fathers are an important part. And guess what? It says in the beginning God made man and woman. And you got to have a partner in order to have a family. God wanted us to have a family. So he created you and I, because now he has a family. And guess what? You're part of God's family, our heavenly father. So with all that said this morning, I just want to give you a chance to share a little bit, maybe, of what your father has meant to you. You don't have to share the bad things, because sometimes it's not a good thing. But all of us had a father. Travis, share about your daddy.
My daddy, he was a tough man. He when he was in the ninth grade, his dad, my granddad, broke his back. So my dad had to go to school and go to work. He lied about his age to be able to drive a truck. And so he started driving the truck when he was like 15 years old. And so he worked hard. He worked hard all his life. He was a man who loved God.
Anybody else? But Tina, I did see your spirit moving.
No. I had a good daddy, and he was a big, burly fellow, but he was soft inside. He was very tender and forgiving. And he also quit school when he was in the eighth grade when his daddy died and went to work. I'm grateful to have a good daddy.
Yeah. Anybody else want to share? Please, Debbie.
I had a dad. He was a kind of rough exterior, even quick temper. Hard on my brothers, but I was the youngest of the world, so I was the princess. When my mom died unexpectedly, he became mom and dad. He was really good at being there for me as well.
Thank you. Anybody else? Phil.
Yeah, my dad was a family man, and worked on his life. I was proud of both my parents. They each left school in 10th grade, and yet they made it quite well that way, and they gave me an opportunity to have a good education that is carried all the way through life. I look back on both of them.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I had a good dad. He was a hard worker. He only remembered seeing his dad one time in his life. So he had a rough life growing up. And I just thank God he met my mother. And he taught me how to do a lot of things, and I think about him every day because he would come and help me do things. And I miss him.
Yeah. Sandra?
My father, he was one of 12, and he, along with several of my uncles, joined the military. We had family vacations every year. He was a family man. Family came first, so he always made sure we visited aunts, uncles, cousins, my grandmothers, and he, both sides of the family. There was no division between the two families. We all intermingled. All the cousins and aunts and uncles all knew each other. He was, I would have never passed math if it wasn't for him. He, and when I came to math, he sat down and made it so simple for me, so he did that. And I have great memories of family vacations. He was really a historian. He was into history. So we got to go to a lot of historic places. And I've had the opportunity to take Jessica back to some of those places and bring back those memories.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Anybody else? Please.
My daddy was a fisherman. He has, as most of us are, he had put school in the third grade. And he had to help his dad. Of course, they were moonshiners, so my dad had to help with the moonshine and fishing. That was the way they made their living. But he was very quiet, never got on to us at all. I think he spanked me one time and partied one time, and that was it.
Only one time? Is that why you're still me?
Mama said that she dreamed us with him when he was little, when we were little, and we missed our diaper, he just pulled him off and let us run around the house without.
You know, it's just hard to believe and think about. You talk about quitting school early and going to work and so forth, and we don't think about that so much today, but that was kind of common years ago. And I know she told me a story about her dad, and you're talking about math, and he went to third grade, but when it came to selling his fish, he was quick on how much this and that and all that.
He could see here in his head, Pastor, and I put it on
the paper. So it's good. Yeah, please.
He was light. He spanked me more than one stuff. Pretty sure about that.
That's one of your kind.
It's also why I'm a little shorter than you. Nah, we really miss him.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We
do too. And sometimes we like to imitate people that we love and respect. And most of us would find certain qualities of our fathers that we would imitate because we like. I know Dad was a farmer, he was a truck farmer, and he carried his whole business in his pocket with like a little sales book and whatever else he had. He knew who owed what he owed and everything. And I remember growing up as a kid, I used to go and get a bunch of papers and stick it in my pocket, and I wanted to be like Dad. And so God knew that we would imitate. So he sent his son into this world to imitate the love of the Father. Pretty cool. Yes, ma'am.
As Tina was talking about passing things down through generations, my dad was, he went through all 12 years of school and he got perfect attendance. He never missed a day of school. He never took off work. He worked all the time. He was a very hard worker. He was a coal miner. And he had a very strong work ethic. And every one of us children have strong work ethic. And it's not real common these days. But Jessica has a very strong work ethic. So she has watched Sam and I. And she's has passing that on, and she just can't understand and, how, you know, she's worked since she was 15, worked at the courthouse, summer jobs, and worked really hard, and she works over at Burger King. She didn't pick a good fun job. She picked a hard working job.
Yeah.
And but she stays busy and she has an excellent work ethic as
and it takes a father and a mother. So, you know, early on, that's how we learned to work together. And to, I know I quit school in 10th grade to run the family business because Dad got Lou Gehrig's disease. And, but it's just something that we do as people. And we developed then relationships outside the family, and we help one another.